You're listening to the All Systems Go podcast, the show that teaches you everything you need to know to put your business on autopilot. Learn how to deploy automated marketing and sales systems in your business the right way with your host, the professor of automation himself and founder of Automation Bridge, Chris Davis.
Welcome to the All Systems Go podcast. I'm your host, Chris L. Davis, founder of Automation Bridge, an online publication for small business automation. And in this episode, I want to discuss the fundamental systems at play in every business. You have to understand what these systems are if you're going to achieve scale on any level. I call them the significant six. They're important for you to both identify and understand for continual growth and success. All right. Before we get into it, if you're new to the podcast, make sure you subscribe and share this podcast. You could find it in all of the main podcasting apps, most importantly, Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. While you're subscribing, do me a favor and leave a 5-star rating and review. While you're listening to this episode, what I want you to do is be mindful of that one person that could really benefit from the information that I'm about to share. Just think of that one person. That's all I want you to do. If that one person is you, I'm totally fine with that. But I just want you to be an active listener here on the podcast. So when I think about any business, of course, given my engineering background, my default is to think in systems, right? And I'm always looking at entities, whether it's a business or a technological platform, and reverse engineering to identify what is it that makes it work. And that's really where these six systems came from. And I have to give credit to just my experience over time. So that has been a collection of working at a startup like Lead Pages, where I really learned how to market, you know, at a high capacity, and then coaching and consulting a plethora and educating a plethora of online of businesses, I should say, to leverage the online platform to grow. And I was intentional. I'm very intentional and introspective to understand, like, you know what? I think it's the same approach I take every time to achieve the result, the desired result. And in that approach is where these systems came from. Now, depending on when you're listening to this, I may or may not have updated my masterclass to reflect these six systems. Currently, it speaks about five. But after I sat and talked, and actually a good friend of mine said, you know what, there's really six. And I said, you know what, you're right. So I decided to put it in the podcast first. And I'll update the masterclass with what these are. But traditionally, I've taught five in my mentorship program. I do teach six, but to the public, there has usually been five. So I want to take the time and outline and define what these six systems are. All right. So without further ado. Is that without any pause? How about that? Here are the significant six. These are the six systems that play in every business. All right. You have your traffic system. You have your capture system. You have your offer system, your close system, and your delivery system. Those are the primary, but you also have your follow up. Now, the change, everybody, again, if you've already attended my masterclass or a webinar, you see follow-up as its own system. And the change that I'm making on the podcast, this is what's beautiful about the podcast, it's going to be so dynamic and up-to-date, is that the follow-up really exists throughout each system. Okay, so the follow-up system is an embedded system throughout each system whose role is to ensure forward progression. Okay, the reason why the follow-up system exists is to fill in the gaps. What are the gaps that I'm talking about? In a perfect world, what would happen is people would land on a page on your website and go from page to page to page to page to check out the customer, right? They would take every step that they're quote unquote supposed to take. But we all know that's not true. Hope marketers, they buy into that. Hey, I'm going to do all of this and people are going to do exactly what I put out there. It's going to be great, right? That's hope marketing. They sit at home with their fingers crossed, just waiting for the day for their big break. But savvy marketers understand that there's going to be gaps. Somebody's going to go to a page and not fill out that form. When they fill out that form, somebody's not going to open that email, right? Or I should say, when they fill out the form and go to the next page, they're not going to take action. So the follow-up exists solely to ensure forward progression. I always think of football, right? In football, you have to, whatever the case is, do not lose yardage, you know? And you will be amazed at how well you do in football if every time you're on offense, you're just moving forward. Sometimes it's 1 yard, sometimes it's 10, sometimes it's 50, sometimes whatever the case is. So that's the role of the follow-up system. And let me be specific and tell you what role it plays in each system, right? And what we'll do is I'll define these systems as I talk about the role of the follow-up. So let's start with traffic. What is the purpose of your traffic system? That is to generate eyeballs to whatever your business entity is. If you are a brick and mortar, that means more people coming in that front door. If you're an online, you know, if your business is primarily online, that means people visiting your website. So traffic, the input is your target audience. Who is that audience? The output is qualified prospects, right? So you're hitting your target audience. And of those people, they're saying, hey, look, I'm interested in that. That's the goal of your traffic. So now, what role does the follow-up system play? Well, if you're driving these eyeballs, if you're driving this foot traffic to a destination and people show up, the goal is to capture some information about them. I mean, trust me, I would love for them to show up and buy. But we all know that that's not true. That's not going to happen usually. So we want to capture some information. So if they show up and they don't provide their information, that's where your follow up. That's your first gap. How are you following up with them? Maybe it's retargeting. You know, maybe it's on-site messaging, you know, dynamic on-site messaging, whatever that case is. Right. So let's move into capture, which is the next system. So after I've generated these eyeballs and I have a follow up in place that if I don't capture their information, I present them with an opportunity to get their information again and they show up and I do capture their information. Now, savvy marketer alert. If you're a savvy marketer, what you're doing at this point is you have your offer on the next page. Or if it's not the offer, it's your next step, right? Please, please, if you're listening to this podcast, let this be the last day that you do not use your thank you page effectively. How should you be using your thank you page? First off, what is a thank you page? After someone has submitted their information, they should go to a thank you page. So let's park here. Gone are the days. That you just display your information has been received. Thank you. Message when you capture somebody's information. Those days are done with. You have upgraded. All right. You're no longer that marketer. Second is on that page that they do go to after they submit their information. You need to provide an offer or again, the next step. I'll use me for an example. If you opt in to anything on Automation Bridge, the next step is clearly laid out. If you're going through my free course, the next step is watch video number one. If you're going through one of my lead magnets, the next step is attend the masterclass. It's there. It's on the thank you page. And the reason why you have to use this is because the data supports this. 100% of the people that opt in to your landing page will see your thank you page. It is a free marketing touch, and it's a strong one. All right. So I had to take that tangent to make sure you're leveling up on your marketing. If you're working with a marketer that is not leveraging your thank you pages accurately and they're charging you top dollar, thousands of dollars a month, it's time to assess whether or not you should continue moving forward with them, because that is a fundamental, like it's a cornerstone. If you see a thank you page on my website that's not optimized, please let me know, because I tell you, it is a pure accident. All right. So back to the systems. The purpose of your capture system, the purpose of it is to capture information. Right. So at this point, we have to understand what type of information we're capturing. We're not just capturing name and email to capture name and email. We want to capture information that's going to allow us to follow up with them in a personalized manner specific to what we're offering. That's the role of the capture system. So what is the input? The input is targeted, your target audience who's interested, right? You have a target audience, but those who are interested in that specific offer, and the output is a lead. Okay. So that lead immediately should have seen the offer on the next page right after they entered their information. So if they don't take action on that offer, that is where the follow-up kicks in, right? So now I have a follow-up that comes in and says, hey, you know, first off, it delivers or, you know, makes good on whatever you promised in exchange for their information, but it pushes them to the offer. Okay. So now let's go to the offer. What is the offer? So I look at offering and closing as two separate systems. Okay. Because a lot of times, as you mature in business, you'll find this to be true. Sometimes you can offer to one person, but close to another. And sometimes you can close to one person, but deliver to another. So I like to specify, right? There are times where I've made an offer to someone who is not the decision maker, and when it came time to close, the decision maker was brought to the table. In a lot of your applications, especially if you're primarily online, offer and close are one and the same. Okay. But I want to take some time and explain why I differentiate for one and then explain what each one is. The offer, your offer is making it known what the end result is. So if I'm selling boots, I want to show that, like, hey, I have boots. I want my offer to be known. Now, usually when I say I have boots, there's a button that says buy one or, you know, whatnot. So I can go immediately from offer to close. So again, that can be an immediate and very seamless process. But the offer is essentially making known what it is that they are eventually going to take action on. And once they see that, they have the option to say, okay, I'm ready. So it could be add to cart. Now you're in your close process, right? It could be, if you're in the professional services industry, it could be, okay, so you offer tax services. I'll sign up for a consultation. Right. That's where the offer is being made. And the goal of the offer is to produce sales qualified leads. So what is the input of the offer system? Leads, qualified leads. All right. The output is sales qualified leads. And the reason why, of course, I split them, and this is so important, is because in order for you to get the most out of your time, if your time is required to close, or your metrics or your money in general, you want to only make a closing. You only want to offer the close to people who are qualified. So you need to qualify them ahead of time. So if somebody has seen your offer, and again, let's use the tax advisor. And so the offer is, hey, I'll do your taxes this year. The next step is to sign up for a consultation. So they've seen the offer and haven't taken action that will get them into the sales cycle, how do you follow up with them? That's where that follow up comes in, right? Because now I saw you were interested. I know you're qualified and I know you're interested, but you didn't take action. So I need to follow up with you. Okay. And the effective follow up will, of course, send them to the next system. So you see, the output of the previous system is the input of the next. And they're just chained. It's a seamless process. Again, marketers have taken this approach and just thrown the word funnel over it. It's a funnel. So if anything, I'm double clicking on the word funnel and I'm showing you what's involved in that. Okay, so we have our offer system. It's working. Our follow-up is in place in case that they see the offer but don't start the sales cycle. And now we say you're ready to close because the offer system, along with the follow-up, has delivered sales qualified leads. This is where we start to talk about marketing and sales alignment. Okay, marketing's job, one of marketing's jobs, is to deliver sales qualified leads to sales. That sales system can be manual or automated, doesn't matter, but marketing should be qualifying these leads. It's nothing worse. All my sales folks, I hear you already saying, yeah, you're right, Chris. Nothing worse than sending unqualified leads to your salespeople, because what you're requiring of them now is to do the work that you should have done in marketing. Flip side. Your sales folks will love you. They'll take you out to lunch, dinner, whatever the case may be. If you're sending them a consistent stream of qualified leads, they'll love you. I have always had a great relationship with sales folks because I know how to send qualified leads in marketing. Always had a great relationship with sales folks. Me and sales folks were like this. If you can't, my fingers are crossed, like we're tight. Okay. So sending sales qualified leads to your closing system is the key to increasing your close rate and essentially generating the revenue that you need. So what is the input? A sales qualified lead. The output is a customer. What if a sales qualified lead shows up and does not come out a customer? Well, that's when the follow-up comes in. You've got to identify what went wrong. Either something in the marketing was wrong and there was an assessment of you being qualified that was inaccurate, or you just, you didn't close. Maybe you got too friendly on the call, or, maybe your copy wasn't tight. Maybe you didn't explain the value of the offer effectively. But you need to figure that out. Right. So once you close, and you have your follow up in place to say, hey, look, let me get this qualified lead. You should have closed, but since you didn't, let me see what's wrong to get them into the customer bucket. So the output is a customer, which becomes the input of our delivery system. OK, so if the input of the delivery is a customer, what is the output? The output is an evangelist, a lifetime customer, right? A satisfied customer. OK, it doesn't just happen automatically. The delivery is key. And the key in the delivery is immediacy. How fast can you get the product to the person who just purchased it? Look at Amazon. Amazon will give you same day shipping. So what do some of these brick and mortars do? Target and Walmart and whatnot. Hey, we'll price match. And if we have the product, just come in, show us Amazon's pricing, and you could buy it right now. Immediacy. Walmart's working as the recording date, December 12th, 2019. Walmart's working on same day delivery. Right. I don't know. Target may be, too. But what I'm saying is it's all about immediacy. Now, that's the key to your delivery. If you want a customer to come in and come out of that as a evangelist, well, you need to make sure that the product is delivered immediately. What if it's not? That's what the follow-up is for. Okay. So the follow-up is not just to ensure that they receive the product, but to keep them updated on the status of it. These could be shipping notifications, right? These could be email reminders. Hey, your call with us is in 2 days. right? Whatever that case is, to keep the customer, that's what the follow-up is. That's what the follow-up is for. Once they've received the product, hey, how do you like it? Is there anything we can improve on? Hey, here's a video to get the most out of this product that you just purchased, right? So now that we have defined this the significant six, everybody, you can't unlearn this stuff. You're changed forever. You could never not operate your business with the knowledge of the significant sense intelligently. Now, if you want to ignore everything that I just said, so be it. I don't advise it, of course, but if you adhere to what I just outlined, what's the next goal? The next goal is to go into each system and really define the processes required to create an output from that input. What I'm walking you through, we call it slow walking. What I'm slow walking you through is how to create a marketing strategy with the end result being an automated system, a fully synchronized automated system. And you're going to use different technology all the way across this entire system. There's technologies for traffic, capture, offer, close, delivery. And I'll discuss those tools on this podcast. As you all let me know, hey, Chris, what do you think about this tool? Hey, what about that tool? Hey, why do you use this tool? I'll dedicate specific episodes just to that tool. And I'll go over my considerations for it, how I'm using it, why I chose it, why I didn't, you know, all of that, just so you're well equipped. Okay. So for those of you who are listening and don't have it in place, that's the next step for you. If you're listening and you do have it in place, you know what the next step is? Are you measuring the performance across them? Okay. Are you measuring the performance across every single system? Because in the measurement of the contact throughput of each system will easily deliver to you what you need to focus on and improve. And I highly recommend doing this monthly. And in fact, my mentorship program, it's a 12-month program that I have where I take marketers, mainly technical professionals, people who are very tech savvy, but need to learn how to market better. And they're either marketing for their business or they're a consultant for other businesses. And I take them and I have a workbook that walks them through this entire process. It's straightforward. It's almost like I'm just asking you questions. You're answering them. And then before you know it, you're like, whoa, wait a minute. You know, you don't find yourself posting in Facebook groups, hey, what do you guys think about this? Or, you know, asking strangers and wasting money on consultants that can't help you. You realize a lot of the answers to the problems that you're facing comes from a lack of measuring your marketing. That's it. So it's a law, everybody. And just like gravity, I cannot jump and float away. You cannot accurately measure your marketing once you have these systems in place. You cannot accurately measure your marketing over 12 months and not improve. You can't do it. You know what it's like? It's like waking up in the morning and having that big sleep crater crust in the corner of your eye and saying, you know what? I'm going to go to work like this anyway. You can't not take your finger and wipe that thing off, grab a towel, wash your face, check again, make sure there's no remnant of it, right? The same for if you're looking down and you see your shoe untied. You don't have to go call somebody like, hey, look, my shoe is untied. What do you think I should do? Because you can see it. Your eye is observing. The thing with marketing is a lot of it is invisible in terms of how it's working. You need metrics for that. And when you systemize, like I'm showing you, it makes it easier to identify the point of focus and optimization and fixing. Okay, this is how you identify the holes, so you don't have to call up somebody like, hey, how should I be following up with people after I captured their information? I'll pay you $5,000 to tell me something that I should know if I was measuring it accurately. And I'm saying this not to make you feel guilty. I know. Listen, you have to understand, I've taught and trained internationally, and the issues of small business, it's the same. The resources, right, are different. When you go outside of the country, and even, you know, depending on what state you go to. But I've seen this trend. I know it. I know it to be true because it is very tough. It's very tough to measure your marketing if you don't understand how to do it. So it very much needs to be simplified and not to add, not to leave out the fact that most CEOs and entrepreneurs struggle with basic math. It's just what it is. What are we going to do about it? Let's not fuss about it. So since numbers are overwhelming a lot of times, but numbers hold the key to improving the marketing, sometimes you just need a more streamlined way of identifying exactly what you're doing. So the reason why I mention that is because that's my work, but I created that specifically for that reason. And I've seen the results. So if you measure your marketing over 12 months, this is my promise to you. If you measure your marketing over 12 months, the six systems that I just showed you, how many leads am I generating a month? Of those leads, how many of them am I capturing their information? Of the ones that I've captured their information, how many of them saw my offer? Of the ones who saw my offer, how many of them came to my sales event? I call it a sales event, but how many of them did I have the opportunity to close? Of those who I closed, how many did I deliver my product to with full satisfaction? If you can answer those six questions with data, don't tell me about it. Show me the data. I promise you, you will improve your business over time. The business, the state of your business today will not be the state of your business tomorrow. Okay. But the end goal, the whole reason why we systematize, the whole reason why I'm talking to you about these systems is to make it easier. For one, you need a systematic approach to business. You can't be introducing variables with every new client or every new customer. You need a systematic approach. That's the only way to scale. That's how systems help you scale. Okay. The next is you need to measure. Systems make that easy to measure. You don't have to, you're not overwhelmed with what's going on and what's wrong and where and why. The systems help you identify that. Okay. Because remember, if you're marketing without measuring, that means you're banking on a miracle. And that's not how you stay and grow a business. There are many waiting on miracles out there. They've got the social media presence, the likes, the followers, the beautiful website. No clue. They have no clue how to generate money on demand. They have no clue. They have no clue how to remove themselves at the level that they truly desire. It's because you need these systems, everybody. So tell me this. Who's that one person? Who is that one person that really needed to hear this besides you? Because I found myself reassuring myself in this podcast as I'm saying it. I'm like, yeah, that is right. Let me keep doing that. Right. So who's that additional person beyond you that needs to hear this? Do me a favor and share this with them. If you want to learn more about implementing these systems in your business, I'll invite you to attend my free masterclass. I run this every Tuesday at 10 a.m. for those of you who need to get something on your calendar. However, you can register and watch the replay immediately. You don't even have to wait. In fact, most people do that. But I have that means of scheduling just because I want to respect your schedule. All right. So if you want to take advantage of that, that's at automationbridge.com/masterclass. Hopefully by now, that one person that you know has come to mind and you're going to share it. And again, I will be remiss without asking you, please subscribe to the podcast and leave a rating and review in iTunes. It helps teach iTunes that this is a valuable podcast. So if you're getting any form of value from it, I would greatly appreciate you saying thank you by way of rating and review in iTunes. On the next episode, we're going to discuss the power of, well, I don't want to give it away. Let me say it this way. I'm going to show you the bulletproof approach to getting the most out of your technology. Okay. There's only one way. And this approach is a must. This is not optional, but it's how to get the most out of your technology so you don't become what I call a digital hoarder and have all these tools that you never use. And, you know, you've spent all this money on tools, but they're not paying you. It's a bad place to be in, everybody. But you have found this podcast. We will make sure that that is not true for you. All right. So I'll see you on the next episode. Again, thank you in advance for your support, your sharing and subscribing and rating and review. And as always, automate responsibly, my friends.